This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, it's the 22nd day of October, 2003, year of our Lord. And it's halfway into the week on this Wednesday transmission. I do this broadcast Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time during the day. And, of course, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time as we blast out on the AM and FM dial, simulcast at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And Global Shortwave during the day at 12.172 and 9320 at night, 9 to midnight, 5.085, 6890. And we're also on, what, three satellites, four frequencies there, digital, analog, you name it, whatever your station needs, we've got it. And there's also a rebroadcast of the daytime show from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. So big selection for you out there, stations. We really appreciate you. The sponsors, the listeners, the folks running the show, everybody makes it possible. This broadcast is dedicated to standing up against tyranny, to mobilizing the people of the United States and the world against the New World Order juggernaut of dehumanization. An amazing thing happened yesterday, and I just hope the damage isn't irreparable. For 7 days, Terry Schiavo Schindler was refused water and food. She was not in a vegetative state. That's now being finally admitted by the mainstream media. Governor Jeb Bush, who could have reprieved her, as he could anyone in the state, last week, didn't. He waited until tens of thousands of phone calls. Some are now saying hundreds of thousands of communications, emails, faxes, letters, phone calls. Thousands of people went to the Capitol. Hundreds and hundreds over the last 7 days went to the scene there in Pinellas Park. And now they have ordered that her feeding tube be reinserted. That happened yesterday. Now, according to the family's website, the family has been kicked out, the mother, the father, the brother, because the estranged husband who's got custody of Terry has kicked them out, but the feeding tube is back in. The Hemlock Society and the other death cults are enraged right now because this isn't about a right to die. This is about the right of the state to kill you as they set the precedent for the aging population to be terminated with modern eugenics policies. So this fight isn't over, but we have definitely been on the field hitting them hard. We're in the game. And people are just now learning about the hundreds of people that we know of, obviously the thousands that have been conscious, begging for food and water audibly. We've listed other Florida cases with Wesley Smith earlier this week on Monday from the Wall Street Journal about people who are saying, please give me water, please, I'm dying, who are being killed in Florida. So people are just now learning of this, and we'll get to details of that. I'm hearing a lot of neocons on fake Christian radio and conservative radio, what I would call communist radio. They claim they're against the leftists. I can't think of any more leftist policy being rammed through. They've got the House, they've got the Senate, they've got the legislative system, they've got the judicial system, they've got the executive, and they have now passed a partial birth abortion fraud. Now they've just got to suck the baby's brains out while it's still in the birth canal instead of pulling the head and shoulders out and killing the child on the table. They can still kill the child as late as they want to. Trent Lott was going to get a ban passed period of late-term abortions. Bush told him don't do that, according to Fox News. And then suddenly he was demonized, attacked, and the Republicans turned their back on him. While Arnold runs around saying, I love Hitler, and that's okay in the media because he's for abortion. So this partial birth abortion ban is a fraud. They know that we're all against it and that it's wrong, so they had to at least make us think that we're doing something. Because the Republicans control everything, they can't just stand idly by. That's coming up. More on Bush and the Asia-Pacific Summit. We got Paul Watson from England joining us to talk about the latest developments with the Princess Diana murder. It's all coming up.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster with a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hi, my name is Donald from TheGoldenAnswer.com. Everyone knows that they need to own gold and silver. You see the headlines every day. It's the only safe haven in these turbulent times. Many of you want to acquire gold, but you can't afford it. TheGoldenAnswer.com is a private club, and our members acquire gold at 40 cents on the dollar. That's right, just 40 cents on the dollar. Our layaway leverage plan will help you stockpile real wealth. Now, obviously, there's a catch, but we believe in you. We believe in your desire to be secure. We believe in your desire to be free. Our plan is simple. Only our club members can open a layaway contract by putting down a 40% deposit. The balance is paid off by getting five other people into the club and to open a contract. We are the answer, the golden answer to securing your future in gold and silver bullion at 40 cents on the dollar. For more information, visit us at thegoldenanswer.com or give us a call at 1-800-710-1090. That's 1-800-710-1090.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, it is the 22nd day of October 2003. I'm Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us. We have the amazing webmaster, author, researcher, Mr. Watson, Paul Joseph Watson, joining us here in about 22 minutes. He's in England. He has written articles and done an extensive study on the murder of Princess Diana. We've been reporting this now for 6 years, and her letters came out a few days ago where she said they're going to kill me in a fake car accident months before she was murdered. Now it's coming out she told friends and family that, yeah, they're going to kill me because I'm going out with this Arab guy, this rich shopping mall magnate, and it turns out she was pregnant with his child. So they crashed the car. Killed everybody inside, wouldn't let him get in the ambulance for over an hour. This is now coming out mainstream news. They've blocked out the names of, quote, those she thought were going to kill her. But she told friends, and this is now coming out, that it was the royal family. And, of course, royal families worldwide, whether it's Japan or China or ancient England, are well known for killing their family members, their children, their mothers, their fathers, their brothers, their nieces, their nephews, their cousins. I mean, bringing down the czars in Russia was a Bank of England hit. Publicly, Lenin worked for the British royal family and was funded by Chase, Manhattan, Citibank, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds. And that was the British putting a hit out on their cousins. But there's famous photos of the king standing next to the czar, and they're identical. They were body doubles, basically, because they were first cousins and part of an internal breeding program. So that's coming up. Terry Schiavo Schindler has been given a reprieve. Who knows if she's... no one can give her medical attention, though. They just put the tube back in because of massive pressure. Good job, folks. 7 days without water and food will kill most people and cause irreparable damage. This woman has been through a living trip into Hades the last 13 years. We'll give you details of that. A bunch of global news, some new Second Amendment news, and this fake partial birth abortion ban is just that, a fraud and a false victory, but it is a victory in that they're having to at least give us false victories, try to pacify us, because they can't not ban partial birth abortion, at least on the surface, if you've got fake neocons controlling the legislative, the judicial, the executive branch, as well as the federal courts nationwide. So we're going to be getting into that as well. I got to say this, though, because, you know, I've been attacked in the New York Times. I've been attacked in the Washington Post. I've been attacked in the Austin American Statesman, the San Antonio Express News. The list goes on and on and on. But when so-called patriots attack me, it's saddening, because I very rarely attack other so-called patriots unless I think they're endangering people, unless I think that it's part of a larger snare. You know, nobody ever gets in trouble that works with Alex Jones. Nobody goes to jail who works with Alex Jones. Nobody ends up getting pipe bombs planted on their property that works with Alex Jones. But the crowds that attack me, the people that go after Alex Jones, the people that work with them, do get in trouble. We're here to break the false left-right paradigm. We're here to get back to a populist constitutional view of liberty and freedom. I'm here deprogramming the false left wing and the neocons. I'm here unlocking liberals' minds every day. They become real conservatives and go out and buy guns and realize that the environmental movement is nothing but a land-grabbing envelope for the big banks. But I was reading this big news story about me and just went on for page after page. Somebody sent me and it said, Alex Jones is so irresponsible. On the day of 9/11, that morning, he got on the air. And yeah, I was on the air from the time it happened. I was on talk shows on this network leading up to my show. And I said, the government did this, guaranteed. I said, they have plans like Northwoods to carry out these attacks. And I pointed out that on July 25th, I launched Operation Expose the Government Terror, where I said they're going to use bin Laden to attack New York. That is, blame it on bin Laden, using him as their proxy. Now, that's on the record. I did that on radio, on dozens of shows leading up to 9/11. I said, call the White House, call Congress. I've never before done that, unless it was a piece of legislation or something. I said, call them and tell them don't carry out the attacks. On July 25th, I did 2 hours on my TV show, warning people, and the video of that is in Masters of Terror. It was in the emergency release of 9/11. I mean, that's on the record. And it said, well, even if Alex Jones is right, it was irresponsible. Oh, yeah, to with precision know what was happening, with precision to warn the people, with precision to say, look for draconian legislation, look for a biological attack. I went on the air and I said, the government did this, and I said, look for a biological attack to continue the fear, because I understand the threat matrix, a term I've used long before they had a TV show about it. All the key indicators, I can see a mass field integrated picture with the mind God gave me to give you a synthesis of the most probable outcome. And it takes intense concentration. It takes sitting there in a dimly lit room for hours, focusing on the information, asking God for guidance. Frankly, I have been so overwhelmed with data that I have attempted to create a threat matrix picture, and it's too out of control at this point. I've been honest that I believe the New World Order doesn't know exactly what they're going to do. They're hesitant right now, and are just trying to propagandize us at this point. But, I mean, it's on the record. You can't deny it. I said they're going to use bin Laden as the proxy to attack New York, call the White House, tell them don't do it. Okay? I mean, that's on the record 2 months before 9/11. And on the day of 9/11, laying out exactly what was going on. And I have the ADL to thank. Just type Alex Jones into the ADL.org website, and then one of the listings there is, it's what they're saying. Published, what, September 12, 2001. What they're saying, and it's got me listed. It says popular Texas talk show host says the government's behind the attacks, and that they're probably going to launch a biological attack. I mean, September 12th, I'm being attacked by the ADL, said nothing about Jews, didn't say Israel was behind it. I don't believe Israel was behind 9/11, though they had prior knowledge, just like the German and the French and the British and the Egyptians, the Iranians, all these warnings. But there I am with them on the record attacking me for such precision. And then the anthrax showed up. How do I know this? Because I understand their propaganda. If I watch enough of their television and read enough of their news articles and see the preparation of propaganda and lies and fear they're creating, I can accurately, in many cases, predict what they're going to do. And I just can't believe that there's all these little pea brains out there that think it's still a left-right paradigm, and because I've reached out to the left to deprogram them, and because I've been successful at that, that I'm bad. And look, I'm not tooting my own horn here, folks, but I know what I'm talking about, okay? I know how to get this country back. I study this stuff continually. I study history. I study globalist systems of control and manipulation, and I try to wake you up to see those systems. And every time I try to, I mean, you notice, I have Michael Corbin do my show, I have John Stattmiller do my show, I've had David Joyce on my show. I will have the people on this show who are not a bunch of backstabbers. I will work with people who are not basically criminals. I will not work with trash that has stabbed me in the back, that has ripped me off, that has told horrible lies about me. And they're infuriated that I won't lay in bed with them and their federal operations. So people need to be conscious of that as well. Because if you're focused, if you're up front, if you have faith in God, and if you're fearless, you can change the world. But if you sit here and become a debating society and pick at the patriot, Christian, constitutionalist, libertarian, whatever movement you want to label this as, you're not going to affect change. You're not going to get anything done. Bottom line. All right, we got Paul Watson coming up in about 15 minutes or so. If you want to join us on air, we're going to go to calls early in this broadcast about the Terry Schiavo Schindler case. Schiavo, Schiavo. Again, in Italian, it's Schiavo, but everybody's calling her Schiavo. Then they put the feeding tube back in her. This is wonderful news, but is the damage irreparable? Good job for the pressure you put on the globalist. This shows the power of the people. We'll be getting into that and a lot more here on the show. In fact, here it is. But the toll-free number to join us on air if you want to talk about this or respond to this, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And again, the names I listed earlier are people I can work with. Pastor Butch Paw, the folks on this network, good people. You know, a lot of folks are jealous that this network's got so many affiliates, that we're able to break through. Why is that? Well, number one, we formatted this network where it actually has tones, where it actually has the talk radio clock. You can't just have an hour show without ads and then expect a radio station to pick it up. And then again, these jealous people ask, how can Alex Jones be on all these stations? How can he be affecting change? How can he be getting stuff done? Well, because I've worked in talk radio. I've actually worked for radio stations. I actually know what I'm doing. Again, I wish you idiots, some of you out there were on real talk stations, could actually reach people. But again, you don't know what you're doing. Your production sounds like it was done on a Mr. Microphone recorder. Again, I'm just getting off into side issues here. Florida governor orders feeding tube reinserted, praise the Lord. Invoking a law rushed through the legislature only an hour earlier, Governor Jeb Bush ordered a feeding tube reinserted Tuesday into the brain-damaged woman, the center of one of the nation's longest and most bitter right-to-die battles. Right-to-die, she doesn't want to die. The bill was designed to save the life of Terry Schiavo, whose parents have fought for several years to keep her alive. Her husband, Michael Schiavo, says she would rather die. We'll come back with more on this. Take your calls and get to Paula Watson. Stay with me.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a special offer to listeners of GCN Radio. Use the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and a Bill of Rights for your good, not the good of manipulating government agencies. Take control of your own destiny. GCN is contracted with Midas Resources for copies of the Citizens Rulebook. This is more than a handbook. It is your guide to a freer life with less governmental interference. Here's the deal. Call MRI at 800-686-2237 and obtain two handbooks, one for yourself, one for a friend, and two silver dollars for just $24.95, shipping included. More than half these coins were melted under the Pittman Act of 1918 and later with a great silver run of the 70s and 80s. There are less than one of these coins surviving for every 20 persons in the United States. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Ask for the Freedom Handbook Special. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Thank you.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late.
This is Pat Cooper. Tony DelVecchio is coming to this station very soon. I book any day now. You're going to love his show.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we got Paul Joseph Watson from London, England, from the United Kingdom, from the New World Order heart. Coming on to talk about the murder of Princess Diana in the next segment. We're about to go to your calls, and then, of course, more on Terry's fight. The latest info, go to InfoWars.com or Terry'sFight.org. Also, her family has put out a press release saying they've been kicked out of the hospital room now that there's been this stay of torture-style execution. What do you think about that? Husband of disabled Pinellas woman, barring any visitors from seeing Terry, Clearwater, Florida, on Tuesday, October 21st, 2003, Terry Schindler. Let's just call her Schindler, folks. She had nothing to do with this husband, who's already got a wife and kids after her. Was transported from the hospice Woodside facility in Pinellas Park, Florida, to Morton Plant Hospital in Clearwater, Florida. At the time, her gastric tube was reinserted, and Terry Schindler Foundation has learned that she is receiving liquids as of this writing. This is yesterday afternoon. Michael Schiavo has ordered that the hospital may not permit any visitors for Terry, including her parents and siblings, as of 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Wednesday morning. Terry's immediate family is not allowed to visit her and is not permitted to have any information regarding her physical condition. Wow, isn't that special? Timothy, where are you calling us from today? Okay, Timothy just hung up. We'll go back to the calls here in just a second. Folks, what do you think about this? What do you think about this situation? I mean, it just goes from bad to worse, and then from good to bad, back to good. What a roller coaster here. What a roller coaster ride. And of course, Saturday, when I was live on the air, they said that she couldn't have her last rites with her Catholic Monsignor. We're going to hold off on the calls for a second because I was just told that Linda Kennedy, a lawyer who's been working on this case here on the network, has got an update for us. And Linda, thanks for coming on. What's going on?
Alex, thanks for putting me on. And I just want to let you know I got a really disturbing email, and I'm still in the process of verifying everything, but I did call the nurses board in Florida. Apparently, Michael Schiavo is a respiratory therapist and an RN, and I got both of his license numbers, and he works at the hospital where Terry is now laying in bed.
Well, if she mysteriously dies, or if anything happens to her, if she's not given proper treatment, there'll be serious repercussions.
Absolutely, and again, I'm just verifying. I did call the hospital, and they did not deny what I just said.
Well, I know the family has said months ago on this show that, he went to school for that.
Yeah. So anyway, the fact that he's working there and she's got IVs in her is just very, very disturbing. So,
major conflict of interest.
Absolutely. Okay, well, listen, Alex, I don't want to keep you any longer, but we need to keep the audience up to date on everything that is going on, and
well,
this is very important.
Well, we've talked to some of the nurses and doctors, too, on air who are experts on this. Joyce, of course, has worked, and this is a registered RN as well, Captain Joyce Riley,
yes,
who you work with, who I work with. Looking at this situation, Linda, 7 days without water, there's got to be some serious damage.
There really does, Alex, and I know, you know, God does do the impossible, but unless he's intervened in that particular area, you know, imagine just your body's just laying out there dry for 7 days. I mean, if her kidneys are still functioning, I'd be really, really amazed.
We need to pray for Terry.
Amen, sir.
Schiavo Schindler immediately.
Okay. Well, thank you, Alex, for putting me in there.
Hey, thank you so much, Linda Kennedy, for being on the phone for over a week dealing with this, and for the whole network and the listeners and our AM and FM affiliate, Shortwave Internet. This media venue where we're able to interface with millions of Americans and folks globally helped push this story into the national limelight. Again, we were on this story, making it get legs, pushing it into the light months ago.
And you were a big part of it, and you are correct. It's an info war. That's where the battle is.
Thank you, Linda Kennedy.
Thank you.
Take care. And this is the point I'm trying to make. I'm not bragging that, oh, aren't we special? Let's slap each other on the back. If we didn't have this network, if we didn't have these affiliates, if we didn't have wonderful, gracious, loving listeners that care about life and care about family and care about sovereignty and care about decency and honor and duty, we wouldn't have this venue, this David, to successfully fight this Goliath. So everybody, you're all part of something special. And this is just amazing that we've been able to have this record legislation. They're saying the fastest that legislation's ever been passed in the state of Florida's history. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand-name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi, my name is Donald from thegoldenanswer.com. Everyone knows that they need to own gold and silver. You see the headlines every day. It's the only safe haven in these turbulent times. Many of you want to acquire gold, but you can't afford it. Thegoldenanswer.com is a private club, and our members acquire gold at 40 cents on the dollar. That's right, just 40 cents on the dollar. Our layaway leverage plan will help you stockpile real wealth. Now, obviously, there's a catch, but we believe in you. We believe in your desire to be secure. We believe in your desire to be free. Our plan is simple. Only our club members can open a layaway contract by putting down a 40% deposit. The balance is paid off by getting five other people into the club and to open a contract. We are the answer, the golden answer to securing your future in gold and silver bullion at 40 cents on the dollar. For more information, visit us at thegoldenanswer.com or give us a call at 1-800-710-1090. That's 1-800-710-1090.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, and then back from 9 to midnight, we're here live, folks. It's the Alex Jones Show. We're about to go to Paul Joseph Watson from the United Kingdom, our English friend, who is really an expert on the Princess Diana murder, also the new developments in the Dr. David Kelly murder, and a lot more. We'll talk about the Asia-Pacific meeting, what's happening with national ID cards over there, and well, as well as over here in the United States. And we're going to get more into the Terry Schiavo Shedler case, getting her feeding tube reinserted by the grace of God, the massive pressure upon the legislature and the governor. The governor could have kept that feeding tube from being removed last week, but he didn't. He said he wasn't going to intervene, but under massive pressure by you, he did. And also, they did not pass a partial birth abortion ban. It doesn't ban it. We're going to get into that today, tonight, this morning, depending on what time zone you're listening to us in. Before we go to Paul Watson, I want Judy, who's been holding in Tennessee, to be able to comment. Judy, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes. I'd like to, Alex, make three comments. Number one, if all believing, born-again Christians would get on their face before God and pray that that Terry has a complete healing and that her organs are fine, I believe, and God would do it. We could give him the glory, and you stand in belief on that, and I believe there's a good chance he's going to do it. I've prayed, and hopefully others are praying the same thing. Second thing is that I think it's time for a class action suit against Michael for attempted murder, at least, if there was an attorney down there that would take the case, and we could all send in money and put the heat on him. And third, I watched Pat Robertson two nights ago, and I thought you might be interested in what he said. I flipped over, and they were his newscast people were giving a report, and they had just finished saying that she couldn't have the last rites. And Pat Robertson came on, and I expected him to say how horrible this was, murder. He said, oh, how horrible this is. This is the most terrible thing I've ever heard in my life. Why, they should give her last rites. And I thought, I that's it for me and Pat Robertson. This guy cannot be a born-again Christian.
What exactly did he say?
He said, oh, how horrible this is. This is awful. This is just horrendous. They should give her last rites. Not a thing about that they were murdering her and how horrible that was.
Well, let me just tell you something. You know, Pat Robertson has done some good. He wrote a book about the New World Order, but he flip-flopped about 3 years ago, and he said, oh, the microchip isn't the mark of the beast. Go ahead and take it. I mean, I've got him on video.
Yep.
He said partial birth abortion, infanticide. Well, China's doing what it has to do. Under massive pressure, he put out a clarification on the CBN website, and it said, well, yeah, they got to have more aggressive Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I got criticized for attacking Pat Robertson. I mean, look, it's like these neocon preachers saying the Patriot Act's good. That
right.
is not true.
Absolutely. And he also thinks that Arnold's wonderful. But, well, he's a Republican. He's not a Christian. He's a Republican.
I might see the 700 Club three times a year. Mm-hmm. You're telling me he said Arnold was good?
Oh, yes. And his wife was wonderful.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. I heard him.
Oh, my goodness. Thanks for the call, Judy. Great points. Thank you. Folks, Arnold, posing for homosexual magazines, private collections of Robert Mapplethorpe, the guy that puts crucifix in you-know-what, and worse things I can't mention. He says he loves Hitler. He campaigns for Kirk Waldheim after it's out that he's a Nazi. He's photographed with him just last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. He says that he hates Christians in Evolution of a Bodybuilder. I mean, I've written the definitive news article. I wrote an article 2 months ago about Arnold. And it talks about him and the secret Enron meeting with Michael Milken, the junk bond dealer and felon, and Enron chief Ken Lay. And then he runs on stopping the corruption of Enron. It's like having Hermann Göring investigate Hitler. And I know that Hannity and Limbaugh and others, I know they worshipped at the feet of Schwarzenegger, but not Pat Robertson. You got to be. Folks, come on. Come on. Give me a break. Let's go to Paul Joseph Watson, author of Order Out of Chaos, the best 9/11 book, better than mine, in existence, the most definitive, the most well-documented, to bring us up to speed on a plethora of key issues. Paul, thanks for coming on. Paul, you're the webmaster, the researcher for PrisonPlanet.com. You put great polls up there every day, original articles, government documents, streaming audio, video. You are just a one-man wrecking crew to the New World Order at your battle station there in England. The Princess Diana situation, recap it for us. Give us the history, what we've already known for 6 years, now mainstream news. Lay it out for us, sir.
Well, yeah, we had the articles on Monday. We need to introduce this again by bringing in the story which broke on Monday concerning Diana, in effect, predicting her own death. We've got the picture, actually, on PrisonPlanet.com, if you click on the Monday archive, which was Paul Burrell, Diana's former butler, who released a handwritten note which was addressed to him, signed and dated by Diana. The note was originally written in October 96, and Diana said that she gave the note to him for insurance purposes, and the note said, quote, I'm going to date this and I want you to keep it just in case. And she went on to say that, quote, this particular phase in my life is most dangerous, XXX, and the name is obviously blanked out, is planning an accident in my car, brake failure and serious head injury in order to make the path clear for Charles to marry. Now, the British newspapers have speculated that XXX, the blanked out name, is in fact Prince Philip, the Queen's husband, and this is also what insiders have said. And you can gauge the mentality of Prince Philip by just reading some of his own quotes as it pertains to so-called overpopulation, and I believe that there are a few of those quotes contained in your book, Alex.
Well, he said in his own book, written in, 1987, "If I Was an Animal," by His Royal Highness Prince Philip, head of the royal family behind the Queenie, Elizabeth, and he said, quote, we need to kill 80% of the population. I want to come back as a virus to kill 80%. But the point here is the British royal family is well known, going back hundreds of years, for killing their family members. I mean, this is a pastime. The tower was built to kill family members quietly, away from prying eyes. And to have her specifically say, car accident, head injury, they're going to kill me, they had to have threatened her. Now it's come out that she told others verbally, they've been threatening me. Give us your analysis of that.
Yeah, so the bottom line is that life is definitely not sacred to Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. And as he mentioned, in the 2 days since the story broke, other close confidants of Diana have actually come forward and stated that Diana said the same thing to them, that the royal family was planning to assassinate her in the near future. Now, most of us know what the official explanation for Diana's death is, which occurred, obviously, late August 97. The official explanation is that Diana and her fiancé, Dodi Al-Fayed, leave the Ritz Hotel in Paris, supposedly heading for Dodi's flat, are chased relentlessly by paparazzi photographers before entering the Pont d'Almar tunnel, where a combination of the paparazzi and their drunk driver, in inverted commas, Henri Paul, caused the Mercedes to crash into a pylon at high speed. Henri Paul, Diana, Dodi all die, and the only survivor is Diana's bodyguard, Trevor Rees-Jones. Now, in response to that, we've had all the highbrow British newspapers react to the latest story by saying that it supports the wild Diana conspiracy theory that she was murdered. So we can go through the actual evidence in a bullet point fashion to support the fact that the official story is bogus and that this was an assassination. We see this pattern in almost every political assassination. When Diana was being driven in the Mercedes earlier in the evening, there were two other vehicles flanking her for protection. Both were absent later on in the evening. The driver, Henri Paul, was not a qualified chauffeur and had no car hire permit, and he mysteriously just turned up and was arranged. It was arranged that he would be the driver for that night. So, I mean, we can go back to the famous quote from Fletcher Prouty, the former colonel, that assassinations don't necessarily have to be directed. It can just be allowed to happen by removing the usual security provisions. Your listeners will all remember the pictures of the four bodyguards in Dealey Plaza who were standing on the car behind Kennedy, not on Kennedy's car, where they should have been. And again, the same thing happened when Yitzhak Rabin was killed. The video shows how his security team stepped back in unison and allowed the killer to come through.
Well, also, one of the biggest pieces of evidence is what, for over an hour, they don't put her in an ambulance. The security forces that just show up, stand around, get in the car, do things.
Yeah, actually an hour and a half before she actually gets to the hospital. The car itself, the Mercedes, was changed and was actually a different model to the one they'd been using early in the day.
And by the way, I've read just last week Associated Press articles where the new systems in the cars can already take control of your vehicle, and we know they've had these technologies for decades, and then she says they're going to tamper with my car and kill me. I mean, this is amazing.
And the only survivor of the crash, the bodyguard, was not wearing a seatbelt when the car left the Ritz Hotel. And, of course, It's standard for bodyguards because they need to react quickly to not wear a seatbelt, but then we're told by the official version of events that the bodyguard survived because he was the only one in the car wearing a seatbelt, so there's another discrepancy. And the major question is why the car even entered the Pont d'Almar tunnel when it takes you away from Dodie's flat. The route was also totally different from the one they took to Dodie's flat earlier in the day. And going back to the drunk driver explanation, this contradicts what Henri Paul's close family recently come out and stated, and we had the articles up there on Monday, that he didn't drink. And the French inquest also said that he had taken an overdose of antidepressants, which the family also said that he wasn't taking. And the Ritz Hotel video of Henri Paul has also been examined by experts. He's clearly not four times over the legal limit, as was claimed in the French inquest. If that was the case, he would hardly have been able to stand up on the video if that was the case. So
also, we have the father of the driver saying, not just that my son didn't drink or take drugs, but on top of it, the father is saying that it was a fake blood sample, which we know governments do routinely. The FBI crime lab, Houston crime lab, dozens of others have been caught in this country doing that.
Well, yeah, the likely explanation is, and that's exactly what Henri Paul's father stated, was that the body was switched and the blood sample was taken from someone else. And yet, still, the French inquest said that the blood carbon monoxide level, which is to do with how oxygen enters the brain, was at a level of 20%, which is also incompatible with the video images. And so it's at least clear that something happened to Henri Paul in the unaccounted 3 hours or so before he arrived at the Ritz to be the surprise driver of the Mercedes. And of course, we can look back to the documented history of mind control, which tells us that it's not hard to program people to have suicidal tendencies, which is why most of the mass shooters immediately kill themselves after going on a rampage.
Well, there was an article earlier this week over in Asia where, quote, a insane Western bomb expert just suddenly gets over there, and then they release him. And now we've got this, quote, guy who's been in government mental institutions who's a bomb expert running around during the Pacific Asia summit.
Yeah, every case we see, we can go back to Port Arthur with mass shooting there. And again, the killer goes on a mass rampage, immediately kills himself afterwards. So this is a call.
We'll take the Tasmanian shooting where 20-something people were killed. This guy had admittedly been in, quote, government mental institution care with top known mind control doctors as his doctors. It's the same thing with the Timothy McVeigh. Had the well-known guy mentioned in MKUltra hearings in 77. That's his psychiatrist in the prison. We've got Buford Furrow of the Jewish Center in California, admittedly in the custody of federal mind control experts. They don't even hide this stuff, Paul.
So it's obvious that that was the program that was being installed, or at least finished off, in the hours before Henri Paul mysteriously arrived on the scene. And we were talking earlier about the delayed reaction after the crash actually happened, an hour and a half before Diana got to a hospital. The first man on the scene of the crash was a motorcyclist called Eric Patel, and he said that contrary to the official version of events, that there was paparazzi and, you know, white Fiat swerving in front of the vehicle and all this. The first person on the scene of the crash said that there were no other cars around, and the Mercedes just suddenly veered into the pillar as if by remote control. And then Patel looked inside the car and saw that Diana's eyelashes were still fluttering and that she was clearly still alive. So when Patel phoned the police to tell them that Diana had been in a crash, they just laughed at him. So he actually afterwards drove to the police station, where he was immediately arrested and made to sign a statement, which he didn't even have chance to read. But the major smoking gun with the tunnel itself is that the 17 traffic cameras, both before and inside the tunnel, were all mysteriously turned off right as the Mercedes was leaving the Ritz.
And just like Oklahoma City, they've sealed those tapes under national security, just like the Pentagon, the most surveilled place in the world, but no video of the plane.
And the security cameras for the Pont d'Almar tunnel were actually turned towards the concrete wall right up until 2 days after the crash. which is obviously just another coincidence, but furthermore, radio hams in Paris that night reported that right as Diana was leaving the Ritz for the next 20 minutes or so, all police radio traffic was basically died and only returned after the crash. So we have the, after that we have the hour and a half gap between.
Well, that's
the
just like when NATO took over Colorado Springs, everything went haywire.
Everything goes dead, so there's no recorded footage of what actually happened. We have the hour and a half gap between the crash and when Diana arrived in hospital, and the first medical team that arrived inexplicably only had an oxygen mask with them, and it's clear that they were making sure that she was dead, because if there was a prompt response, she probably would have lived, because the initial people on the scene said that she was still actually talking after the crash. That's what
this has all come out on the news. This is all out in the open.
And the bodyguard stated that she was still talking, and one of the first medics on the scene later appeared on the Larry King show on CNN and said that, quote, she appeared pretty fine. And when they finally did get her in the ambulance, they were ordered to go no faster than 25 miles an hour and actually drove right past four hospitals which were closer to the scene.
Paul Watson, I want to talk about the aftermath of this, the type of whitewash we'll see. Blair saying no inquiry, not even a whitewash. Then I want to get into the latest developments of Dr. David Kelly that a lot of folks probably aren't aware of, the men in black uniforms that disappear and the police are told not to talk about it. Then I want to get into what's happening with your national ID cards as we get them here as well, and take calls. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late.
This is Pat Cooper. Tony DelVecchio is coming to this station very soon. Any day now. You're going to love his show.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
We'll be right back.
All right, we've got Paul Watson for 30 minutes into the next hour. And we're going to be taking your calls on any of the subjects. Terry Schiavo Schindler, partial birth abortion. There was no ban yesterday by the Senate, folks. And we have what the bill actually does. I have the text of it here in front of me. They're trying to pacify you, which in and of itself is good news. It shows that we're having an effect. Also, we've got some of the global outlook, what's happening with the national ID cards, how they're bringing them forward, the Dr. David Kelly case. I'd also like to hear from listeners, I just thought of this during the break, who've read Order Out of Chaos, elite-sponsored terror in the New World Order. It's the best book I know of in existence, not just because I published it, but it's 330-something pages of just, you know, how the British government carries out terror, caught red-handed, how the Israeli government does it, how the U.S. government does it, how the German government does it. How the UFO movement's controlled by the Rothschilds, mainstream news. Just amazing stuff in this book you're not going to find anywhere else. And I'd like to hear from listeners that have gotten it and get your review live on air as well. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Before we finish up with the Prince of Diana murder story, Paul, and it'd be a conspiracy to say it wasn't a murder. That's what all the evidence shows. Order Out of Chaos. Why should folks get it? Why should they get a second copy for $8 off to give to friends and family?
Well, the main feedback that I've got so far about Order Out of Chaos, which is some of it's from people from Britain, actually, and I've had a lot of emails asking if there's a British outlet for it. It's useful just to explain to people that they can buy the book from Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com if they're in Britain. You can get it anywhere in the world, basically.
Yeah, we ship to New Zealand, we ship to Germany, we ship to Africa.
The main feedback that I've got is how people like the thoroughly documented style of the book, which is similar to Alex's book, Descent into Tyranny. With every source I cite, I include a URL and a source from an actual mainstream publication, the online version, so people can verify anything that they think doesn't add up. I mean, there's basically 60 sources for every single chapter. So in that sense, it is very different from any other sort of alternative book in that every single thing I say is backed up by mainstream evidence.
Yeah, when we say that the Israelis founded Hamas and have been caught creating terror groups and bombing things, it's Haaretz. It's the Jerusalem Post. When we say that British MI5 has been caught doing almost all the bombings, this is admitted BBC and London Guardian and then your own research.
And still, just recently, Haaretz and Jerusalem Post are reporting that all the major bombs are coming out of bomb factories controlled by Israelis. And we've had the so-called fake Al-Qaeda group, which the Israelis blamed on several bombings, which they claim were Palestinians. They were arrested and quietly released because it later turned out that they were, in fact, Mossad. So,
Bottom line, folks, and they're killing Jews, they're killing Palestinians. The New World Order is controlling it to destabilize, destroy Israel, destroy the Palestinians. Now, here's the point. You need to go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and order Out of Chaos or Police State 3 Total Enslavement, the video, or Road to Tyranny, the video. You need to go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Order Out of Chaos is $19.95. When you get one copy, get a second copy for $11.95 to give as a gift. And your purchase supports this show and Prison Planet and our incredible overhead. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com to order, or 1-888-253-3139 to order via the phone. That's 888-253-3139, or write to us, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Don't wait. Make the call. Go online. Write the letter. Get the book. Get the films. Start waking folks up. You're really missing out. You got a family member that's hard to wake up. Give them a copy of the book. Give them a copy of a video. We got 30 more minutes with Paul Watson. We're going to go back into Princess Diana, recap that, hit the final information, then get into Dr. David Kelly, then get into the national ID cards and take your calls. Stay with us. Second hour straight ahead.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Ideal for travel.